You're listening to Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazzari, where NFL legends live on. Back to you, boys.
It means a lot.
And now back with us here on Thursday Night Tailgate in his regular weekly time slot is our prognosticator aficionaire, and that would be former Patriots running back Tony Collins. Hey, Tony, how are you?
Hi, Tony.
Doing fantastic. How you doing, Chris and Bob?
We're good. So, Tone, last week, not a great one for any of us, but Bob and I did get ourselves back into making up some ground on you because we went 3-2 and you went 2-3. So looking back at what we did, we were all wrong in picking the Redskins over the Falcons. You picked the Ravens over the Steelers. Shame on you for picking against my boy. So you got that one wrong. You and I correctly picked the Texans over the Broncos, where Bob had Denver. And then you and Bob were both right at taking the Saints. Bob and I were right at picking the Saints over the Rams. You had the Rams in that one. And then you and Bob were right in taking the Patriots over the Packers. So I took Green Bay. So shame on me for picking against your boys. So again, 3-2 for Bob and I, 2-3 for you. So now on the season, you and I are tied, Tony, 25-14-1. Bob now one game back at 24-15-1. But as we say, still a long way to go. Our first game for this week, guys, is going to be the game that's going on right now with the 6-2 Panthers at my 5-2-1 Steelers. The Steelers are a 3.5-point home favorite. The over-under is 51. So, Tony, have you learned your lesson about picking against my Steelers?
I have. I have learned my lesson, and I will never go against the Steelers again unless they play the Patriots. So I'm going Steelers 37. It's going to be a high-scoring game, I do believe. Steelers 37, Carolina 28.
Okay. Bob, what do you think?
Yeah, I like the Steelers too at home, and I'm not a big, like I've told you before, Chris, I don't like Newton. I'm not a big Panthers fan. I mean, they're up there in the power rankings, but not in Pittsburgh. I'm going to go 28-24 Pittsburgh tonight.
28-24. All right. And guys, so the Steelers have won 4 in a row, Panthers 3 in a row, so both teams are hot. And the Panthers offense is going to, you know, they're not going to kill you through the air. They're 22nd in passing offense. Their strength is running the ball, and they're number 2 in rushing offense. So almost 144 yards a game on the ground. And that's sort of the strength of the Steelers defense, as it typically is, 6th against the run. So what they've got to do is not let the Panthers get off to a fast start. Now, as it's going on, they did happen to go down. The Panthers did and score a touchdown, but they've given 2 back to the Steelers. So, you know, of course I'm going with my boys. I like the way they're playing. I think their defense is getting better week after week. So I'll take the Steelers. I think it's a high scoring game as well. And I like them 34-30. Tonight. Our second game, guys, 7-1 Saints going to the 5-3 Bengals. The Saints are a 5.5-point road favorite. The over-under is 54. Tony, any chance the Bengals catch the Saints on a kind of a letdown after a big win last week?
The Saints made a believer out of me, man. I mean, their offense is just explosive. And now I think it's going to be even better with Dez Bryant there. So I gotta go with the Saints, even though they're playing in Cincinnati. But I just think that Saints just got too much power. Their backfield is great, the receivers are great. They got Drew Brees. Defense, yeah. So it'll still be a lot of points scored. But I think they'll score a lot more than Cincinnati. So we're gonna go 35-24, New Orleans.
Okay. Bob, who do you like?
I think Tony hit all the great points. It's just amazing to me how Bryant might fit in. And an offense that good, he's going to have to be still have a lot in the tank to fit in. And I think that's the only question surrounding this game. But, yeah, they're going to go there. And the Saints are just too good. And I'm close to Tony. I'm going to say 35-21.
And, guys, I was stunned last week watching the Saints drop 35 in the first half against the Rams defense, which I thought was, you know, really, really good, a really good squad. But, boy, you're right, Tony. I think their offense just looks almost unstoppable right now. And I think the only thing you need to know about this game is the Bengals defense is dead last against the pass, giving up 319 yards per game. And now you got Drew Brees coming to town?
Yeah.
I'm with you guys. I like the Saints. I think they win it 30-20. Our third game this week is the 4-4 Seahawks going to the aforementioned 8-1 Rams. The Rams are a 10-point home favorite, and the over-under here is 50. Tony, any chance that Seattle gets a big win on the road?
Only if hell freezes over.
I'm with you.
Wow.
I just can't see it right now. Rams coming off a loss. They're going to be hungry. This could be the blowout of the year. I just can't see Seattle putting up any points, against the Rams. Well, not, they'll put up some points, but they can't stick with them. I'm saying 42-14 Rams.
Wow. Blowout special of the week. There's a Tony Collins blowout. Bob, it seems like you're going Rams too.
Yeah, I had almost the same score. I mean, again, Rams, they're not happy about hearing that they might not be the team people thought. Now they get back home and they'll get back on the schneid. 45-20, Chris, L.A.
Wow, 45. So both you guys have it blowout. So, and I'm with you guys. I'm taking the Rams too, but I don't think this is a blowout game. I mean, I think, you know, Seattle very quietly is the number 3 rated rushing offense. Chris Carson averaging 4.5 yards per carry. Ran for 154 yards last week against the Chargers, and the Saints ran for 141 against the Rams. So I think they're going to grind it out a bit and slow the game down. Seahawks defense is 6th against the pass. They're 5th in average points allowed. So I think it's going to come back a little bit. I don't see the blowout. I'm going to take the Rams as well, but I think they get this one done, and I think it's 27-24 Rams. Our fourth game this week, we've got our next guest, John Luke, hanging on the line. We're going to get to John in just a minute. Our fourth game is the 3-5 Cowboys going to the 4-4 Eagles. The Eagles are a 7-point home favorite, the over-under 43. Tony, can the Cowboys turn their season around and get Jason Garrett off the hot seat?
Oh, man, you know, Jason Garrett is one of those coaches that should have been fired about 4 years ago. So I don't know what direction the Cowboys are going in right now, man. Offense is just not getting it, man. They're not doing their job. I don't know, man. I don't think the Cowboys will win maybe 6 games this year. Not maybe 7, I don't know. But they're not going to be Philly in Philly, that's for sure. So we're going to go Philly winning, we'll say 27-14 Philly.
Okay. Bob, who do you like?
Chris, it's like what you and I spoke with at the top of the show. Can't figure Dallas out. No offense. And Garrett, I think this puts the nail in the coffin for Garrett. They're going to go to 3-6, and Philly keeps pace with Washington. So I'm going to have Philly winning 30-21.
And I'm with you guys. I like the Eagles as well. The Cowboys 0-4 on the road this season. Looked horrible Monday night against the Titans. They were able to hold Zeke to 61 yards rushing, and now he's facing an Eagles defense that's number 2 against the run, allowing 84 yards per game. Cowboys offense, to your point, Bob, like we talked, at the top 29th in passing. So it's just not looking good, and it's just going to get worse. I'm taking the Eagles 27-17. Our last game this week is Tony's 7-2 Patriots going to the 4-4 Titans. The Patriots are a 7-point road favorite, over under 46.5. Tony, you worried at all that the Titans defense might be able to stop your boys this week?
You know what? What's our record right now? Are we 6-2 or
7-2?
7-2. I'm making a prediction right now that we're going to go 14-2 for the rest of the year. So
wow.
We're going to win this game. You know, the Titans play good defense. The offense is, you know, against the Cowboys, they didn't put up a whole lot of points, and, you know, that's against the Cowboys. And my Patriots are playing good football right now, man. If we can get Gronk healthy, get him back on the field, we're going to be something to reckon with. Brady's doing what Brady does, and defense is playing a little bit better right now. So we're going to put the Titans in their seats. 34-14, New England.
All right. Bob, is it another blowout?
I'm with Tony. He referred to Tennessee's offense as, yeah, I'm going to say they're just dead right awful. I just don't like them at all. And they there's no way they could hang with New England. Even New England plays an ugly game, Chris. They win this, you know, 24-20 maybe. But, I mean, New England plays well and wins this handily. I'm going to say 31-17.
All right. I'm with you guys, obviously. I'm taking the Patriots to win. I learned my lesson about going against the Patriots a while ago as well. So, but the Titans defense, oh, by the way, they're playing really well. Titans are eighth against the pass, but only 24th in sacks, and they only have six interceptions. So you know Brady's just going to pick those guys apart. So the Titan defense is number one in scoring defense, so they got that going for them. So I don't think this is going to be as high scoring as maybe you guys have. Just I'm a tick below. I'm going to take the Patriots 27-17. Tony, before we let you go, remind everybody about the great things you're doing helping kids go to college.
TonyCollinsFoundation.org. Go to the website. Help us as much as possible for helping kids go out to college.
You're the best, Tone. Take care. All the best to you and your family. We look forward to catching up again, Tony, in a couple of weeks.
God bless, guys. Have a great one.
Good night.
See you, Tone. That's former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins and our five-star picks of the week. We've got our next guest, John Luke, hanging on the line. We'll get to John on the other side of this quick station break.